Certainly there are none who believe that all states would react calmly to the Supreme Court decision putting an end to segregation in the public schools. This is and has been an issue which, like it or not, we had to face eventually. Further procrastination would lead us nowhere. So perhaps it's well that at long last the matter has come to a head. Indeed, it's the problem for the sociologist. And at this stage, when the issue is hot, about all one can do is to generalize and theorize. It's been said that integration should start at, and at this stage not be carried beyond, the first grade level. First grade youngsters have no preconceived ideas on this subject. And to continue the theory, start with the first graders throughout the country. Let them carry on with the mixed groups each year as they progress through our schools. And in this way, integration would be regarded by them as a natural development, not something to be approached in awe and wonderment. That's one theory. There's another idea that integration in the schools is not a matter to be decided on a federal basis by the Supreme Court, that it's a function of the states. The states, it's argued, know their own problems best. And so here we find those who hope the court eventually will permit desegregation to be handled at local levels. Naturally, on the opposite side are those who argue that we're trying to teach democracy to the world, to convince the communist-controlled nations that, in the final analysis, our way is both best and right. Well, these contend, therefore, segregation has no place in our democracy, and that there is no better place to strive for improving race relations than in the schools. Here, the contention that the end of segregation would help to strengthen our voice in world affairs. It might well be that our youngsters are better able to handle this problem than are their elders. Youngsters adjust quickly, much more readily than the older individual whose roots and ideas are planted deeply. Here in Washington, for example, so far no trouble. Integration in the nation's capital is being watched very closely. It was given a test this summer on the public playgrounds, and it passed the test. Well, this subject, as we all know very well, has its political as well as sociological aspects. We find now state legislatures trying to circumvent the decision. We hear speculation as to how far the states will go in their defiance of the Supreme Court. Well, how far will they go? It seems hardly likely that the Supreme Court will be ignored. It's a tough one, gentlemen. Who's got an idea?